One day, the sun god and moon goddess blessed the island with the birth of a daughter, naming her Pina. With long, flowing black hair and a skin that shined like all the stars in the sky, Princess Pina was a beautiful child. When Pina was of age, the sun and the moon promised her in matrimony to the powerful King Kuki of the mountain lake Bahia. Although Pina had never met the king, she happily accepted her engagement. On her wedding day, the villagers joyously helped her to prepare.
Thank you. villagers and her parents, Princess Hina hiked up the Foggy and Banff Trail to Lake Lahidia to meet her husband-to-be.
Thank you.
princess was horrified to see the approaching form of a writhing large human-sized eel with ears. This was King Puhi, the Eel King. Hina was frozen in fear as the king wrapped himself around her. Asking for a kiss, Hina refused the king's advances. Angered by her rejection, the king shouted, "You will kiss me, my princess. You are mine." The king's shouts awoken Hina from her daze, and she ran as fast as she could down the mountainside, far away from the Eel King.
Thank you.
demigod of fishermen and spear throwers. Arriving by fishing canoe, he approached Hina and said, "I saw something sparkling like stars in the sky, and I heard you calling to me. What do you need, sweet princess?" Princess Hina told Maui her story. After hearing her out, Maui firmly asked, "Will you give me some tresses of your hair?" Hina did not hesitate and used a sharp shell to cut off long pieces of her beautiful black hair. Maui took the hair and began to weave the pieces together, creating a long fishing line. Maui then tied a brilliant pearl shell hook to the end of the line. Soon after, a roar came from the mountain, and the water flowing down the river from the lake up above began to pour over the banks. King Puhi appeared and demanded, "Give me back my wife." Maui and the king ready for battle, and as King Puhi charged, with his mouth wide open, Maui threw his hook into the king's mouth, tied him up with his fishing line, and killed the king. Maui cut off the king's head and placed it in a strong reed basket.
Thank you.
come to your village. Do not put it down. When you arrive at your village, take it directly to your family altar and bury it there. Hina gave thanks to Maui. She was overcome with relief. As she walked back towards her village, Hina was soon overcome with exhaustion from the ordeals of her day. So Hina stopped to bathe in the cool water she swam. Placing the basket on the riverbank while she swam, Hina forgot her promise to Maui. But upon feeling the ground rumble, Hina ran back to the basket. It was gone, and in its place she saw a tree bearing fruit.
Oh, Thank you very much. Hope you enjoy the show. We're done. Enjoy the rest of your day today. Thank you. We're going to fight it, Palomba. Yeah.